Vav. Okay, we did last week Sivches and Sivtes. I would like to chaz of Ches and Tes because the Yisoides of Ches and Tes are needed tonight. The next three Sifim, Yud, Yir, Aleph, and Yud Beis, we're going to go through the dynamics of how to apply the exceptions of Ches and Tes, not always at Nageah. Basically, in Sivches, we had a concept that if you want to purchase Duluim and they're not ripe yet, they're small, they're a half a amma size, and you would like to purchase them at a price, at today's price, of the half amma size price, but you're asking him to deliver you an amma size duluim, that's permissible, even though we know that you're not allowed to do that. Normally, typically, you wouldn't be able to be paisig mois in advance, because getting more at the end would be aganata hakdomas mois is a problem. The reason why that's mutzah is because we had a svara before that the dulum grow naturally by themselves. It's memela karabi. The gam kvar gadol ksas is something around already. So therefore we look at it, Chazal look at it as if you purchase those dulum that are there already, the half amma size dulum, and from those half size dulum, that it gets bigger is already getting bigger in the lokeach's possession. It's as if he already purchased it, took possession of it, and it grew in his rishus. And we know that really the kesef wasn't coined, the intention wasn't to be coined with kesef, even though God was mechubal karka, so technically, theoretically, you might have been able to make a kinyan kesef on it, because karka is nictum bekesef, but that wasn't the intention. The intention was to be paisik, you gave mois, and you wanted these dulum to grow. And we were medayik in the mechaba, which is a machloikis, but we were medayik in the mechaba says, dafko, if you gave etzah dulum elu, this heta to be paisik on duluim, which are half-sized, only work if those duluim were earmarked. Specifically, I want those duluim elu, so then we could say those that grew in your rishos. But if you stam a paisik, I want to be paisik on your duluim, and later on some duluim in your cabbage patch, and later on they grow, that's not enough. That's not going to help you because we don't really see a mecca happening. You can't just say 10 out of your 1,000 duluim. We have to specify which duluim we're talking about. And if you do that, then it looks like a mechira, and that's fine. That's Sif Ches. So there's a major heta called Minei Karabi. It's your item that's growing bigger. That's Sif Ches. In Sif Tes, we had a similar case, but it doesn't fit that, all those criteria, because the Sif Tes was talking about where a guy is going to milk his animal or share his sheep. He's about to do it, let's say, the next day. It's not a much time between now and then. And again, there's Hakdamas Mois concept, and over there we say it's asa to do, even though it naturally grows, and even though there might be some here, some wool already there, and some milk already there. And the reason why the chilek is because over there you can't say minei karabi. The milk that's there is not going to grow to the milk that you're going to finally purchase. Because if you remove this milk, the cow still produces milk. So it's not minei abei from the milk, it's the cow that produces the milk. The hair as well, the wool as well. You cut this wool, you shear the wool, other wool is going to grow. It's not this wool that's really growing. It has to be dafka duluim that this duluim grows. No, there's new hair growing. This hair, I have that hair.
Just like
that hair grew. If I would cut this hair, like the Gemara, I'll bring you right, it's not the hair that grows. I mean, you know, the Gemara just uses it as his, the marshal. If I would shear the wool, would the animal still produce more wool? Yes. So you see that the new wool has nothing to do with the old wool. The new wool is growing from the animal.
This here grew.
No, I have no problem with that, but the word is, it's not minei. It's not coming from it itself. The growing process, the koyach to grow, is not coming from the existing wool, it's coming from the animal. So the animal is growing more wool. You want to attach it, or it is attached, that's not going to make it minei. Duluim, if you remove this vegetable, the next vegetable is not going to grow. You might have a new crop next season, but this season, that's it. You lost your crop. This is the end of the season. If you keep it attached to the ground, that fruit, that vegetable will continue to grow. So we can see it's minei, it's that vegetable is growing. Now, of course, we know we need the land to make it grow, but the word is that item is what grows. We could see that you purchased that item, and it's your item that grew. Machenken by the wool, you don't have that. So the Mechab in Siftez says that would not be a heta. You would not have the heta of Minei Karabi. But he does mention a different heta. And the second heta, he says that if I don't specify, per and a gallon of milk per item, per unit, but rather I make a gamble. Look, I'll sell you whatever my cow produces today. You take the risk. It might be nothing, might be everything, and I'll give you a discount. So that's fine, because the discount, even though the discount also includes agonata, a discount because you're giving me money up front a day or two early, whatever it is, but there's also a major discount here, rightfully so, because of the risk factor. You might end up with 10 gallons, you might end up with no gallons, you might end up with 1 gallon. So if I charge you a 6 gallon price or 5 gallon price, nishkafelik, that's for the risk, because it can go either way. So vivait, you can structure something that includes a risk factor, and that's why there's a discount. That discount covers over the discount of the agranata. Now the achronim say aloshim is because primarily the ikka discount you're trying to give is for the risk. Tosfos spells it out. He says, over here, we're not going in advance that long. It's a day or two, he's about to milk his cow. So how much agonata are you really charging anyway? The percentage is minimal. So clearly the major chelek, the major portion of this discount is because of the risk factor. So therefore we look at it, it's as the risk factor and not as the agonata. So in a nutshell, we have two heterim, major heterim. One heter is sivches minei karavi, if it grows from itself, we view the kinin right now. And the second heter is taking a risk. I could buy something that has a risk involved, and even though in there, there's some agranata, but if primarily what I'm getting a discount is for the risk, that's already fine. I'm toilo the discount totally for the risk and not for the agranata. I'm allowed to make that tli, it's not mexic ribis anymore, and therefore it's mutter. So those are the two aterim, and we're going to see tonight, each sif, we're going to have to play out what happened to these two aterim. Okay, so let's start sif yod. Also liknois priyar paradeis koidim shiigma v'yispashon. Person would like to make wine. The season is he would like to make wine. He needs to get grapes. He has a friend who has a paradis. He tells him at the beginning of the season, here, I'm going to give you money, and at the end of the season, I would like the grapes of your paradis so I can make my wine. Now, at this point in time, the grapes are like the shear of a boiser. It's definitely not ripe. It's not even fully grown. It's just at the beginning stages of its growth, the beginning of the season. Shteit in the mechav, it's also. You now let it do it. Why? Now that he's only charging him 10, who preshishav esem kishigma, it's worth 20 at the end of the season. So he's giving them for half price. Remember, by Dulum, Lechay was also half price, right? Because Dulum also was a half amma to an amma, right? But nevertheless, like the Maccabi, you're giving it a half price. Why? Nimtzes ha-tefes b'shvil ha-kofa, because we know, it's clear, if you're selling it for half price, must be the reason why you're selling it for half price is because you're getting the money in advance. He's giving you the money, let's say, at Tishrei time, and he's telling you, I want delivered all the grapes of your paradise, everything that your paradise produces this season in the spring. So therefore, since I'm giving in advance, 6-7 months in advance, whatever it is, that's going to be the discount, so that's agranata. Now, frek the ramo, l'chayro, the first kash is obvious. Why I'm to sifches, over there too, I purchase the dulum, and the dulum are going to grow, and it's fine, it's menei karavi, and it's memel, or whatever this, all your svaras are. So here too, l'chayro, you have the same heta. Right now, the grapes are already in existence. They're only like small grapes, good, but at the beginning of the season, v'loy dami, zokter ramo, no, it's not like dulum that you can say menei karavi, v'loy dami le dulum dolel, d'shari, de'ein derech lumkar peiris pardes kach. People, I'm going to get 1 second. So the Ramai asks from Sifches, and he says the Teretz is, because it's not similar to Luin. The Luin, the Vod is we view the Mechir right now, that's the whole lumdus of the Heta, is we view you purchased these Zeres, the Luin already, and just now it's in your possession that they're growing Menei Karavi. Well, to do that, it has to be normal. It has to be the norm that such a thing happens. That people sell dulum half size, so I was the one who purchased it half size, and now it's minei karavi and my dulum are growing. But if you tell, and the reason is Achronim says, because dulum are even edible, even when they're half size. So people taka purchase it, even when they're only b'nei zeres. That's normal. So rather you want to wait out and wait till it becomes an amma, that's not a problem. Now Shenkin over here, these grapes are not edible. They're mamish at the beginning stages of their growth. They're not edible. It's not the market. No one ever purchases them like they are b'shas ha-boiser, like that. So therefore, we can't say we view the mechir as if it took place now and it's your grapes that are growing bigger, because this is not the shtegel. People don't sell grapes like this. So that takes care of sif ches. Now the shach just points out, Ayin B'Pais Me'oi Chalukim Acherim, L'Choyi means of Mimrames, the other Teretz of the Rav HaMagid. The Rav HaMagid said two Terusim to this Kasha. One is the Teretz that the Ramah brought down. I don't know why he picked that Teretz. The second Teretz that Rav HaMagid suggests is based on the Rambam. Maybe that's why Ramah left it out. But the Rambam says that the Heta of Duluim is only if it's Memela Karabu, like the Lashon Ramah, but he explains it, like we explained last week, Memela Karabu, and the Moich has no Hefsid V'Torach anymore. It grows by itself. It's on autopilot. So therefore, we don't see the Meicher's input. We don't see the Meicher part of the equation. It's your grape, your Duluim already, and your Duluim grow. We can just keep the Meicher out of the equation. There's no agonata, so to speak, because the Meicher doesn't have to add anything to the deal. The fact that it grows, it's growing in your issues. But Vivat, you have to see the Meicher being Tereach and adding fertilizer, whatever it is, to get these Duluim to grow. If that would be the case, then you can't tell me that it's my thing growing naturally. It's not. I see I need the involvement and the Ishtadlus of the Meicher, so then that would be the agonata. That would be the ribbis, the fact that the Meicher is adding something to get these Duluim to grow. But the Duluim grow by themselves, it's not a problem. But Zok, the Rav HaMagid, Mashengeng, grapes don't grow by themselves. You constantly need tipol and tercha on the part of the Bala Kerem. So therefore, even if you're going to want to view it that you already were kind of these grapes, but I still see ribbis, because it's not growing naturally and it's your grapes growing. Why is the Mecha being matriach on your grapes for? What's he doing? Teretz is because you gave him money in advance, therefore he's willing to be matriach on your grapes. So that would be the ribbis. So the Ramah gives one, and the Ramah gives two. The Ramah brings down one, that is, that it's not the derech to sell like that. And the other Teretz Rav HaMagid is that grapes are different because grapes require a tipul of the Mecha, and the tipul itself is the ribbis. Okay, so that took care of Sif Ches. Okay, so now we don't have a problem with Sifches. Now, Lechayr, why don't we have the Eitz of Siftes? Right? The Siftes was that if you take a risk factor, that's what you asked, if you take a risk factor, you get a discount because of the risk, that's Mutter. Here too, you're getting, there is a degree of a risk over here, right? The part is over the season. This season could be a bad season. It could be a hurricane. It could be a drought. It could be a frost. It could be, now we have in Eretz Yisrael, we have Arbe, right, we can have locusts, we can have anything, right, which could destroy crops or at least hurt the bottom line, that not all the crops will go successfully, whatever it is. So why don't we have that heter over here? What happened to that heter? And this kasha is the Rishonim's kasha, and Tosis notably says, a different heter, whatever, to answer this kasha, he says the following. He says that in Siftes, a case of milking your cow or shearing your sheep or whatever it is, it's a short period of time. You're out 1 or 2 days, right? He's a bad, right? The Lashon is a holich lach lavizi. He's on his way to milk his animal. So at that point, you stop him, here, I'll give you money up front, and I'll buy something. So there's a risk factor, and there's agonata. But the agonata is nominal. It's not much. But checking over here, you're going out an entire season, so clearly you're going to get a real discount for the agonata, right? Because you're giving your money out for 6-8 months at a time, so therefore you deserve a nice percentage. It could be a 10% discount, whatever it is, based on the money. So here, where there's a real agonata, a sizable agonata, I should say, here Taisa says you can't rely on the heter of the risk, because that is not, some Achronim say, because that's not the primary discount. That's not the primary cause of the discount. Primarily, the reason why you're getting this great discount is because you're giving Hakdamas Mois, the Agonata. So here you can't be Taylor, oh, it's because of the risk factor. Come on, the risk factor, you should have gotten 2% off. Why are you getting 10% off? You're getting so much off, must be it's because of the Agonata. So it's nicker. You didn't do away with the Mexi Caribis, so therefore it's a problem. I would like to just take that Taisa Teretz slightly different. You're going to see in the next halacha. It's not, the Nakuda is not so much what the Ikar reason and what the Tafadikar reason is. Even the Lashon Taisa is not like that. Taisa Rosh says even more than that. The Nakuda is could we be Mavliya? As long as you could be Mavliya, the Agonata, and be toilet for something else, that's permissible. We have a klar, Kivega says a beautiful klar. We're dealing with real ribis, a real havah. And then even if you give betoyle for 100 reasons, but if you, one of those 100 reasons is for agonata, then it's also there's no etzes. But when you're talking about a ribis derabanan, which is derek mekochamem kazokter kivega, as long as you can make a plausible, a reasonable tlia, then even though you happen to be doing it for agonata, but it looks good, it doesn't look like Mexican ribis, then you're fine. Because derek mekochamemka, the whole issa ribis was Mexico River. That's what they wanted. It looks bad. It looks like Arganata. So as long as you can cover it over, you're fine. So I believe that that's Pshat. When you have dealing with a small amount of ribis, so it's Bahavla in the fact that you have a risk factor, so I don't see the ribis. It's not Mexico ribis. Majenkin here, which is nominal, it's not nominal. It's a significant discount for the ribis. You're going out a whole season, so therefore here you can't bury that discount in the discount of the risk. It's too much to bury. So therefore, we see through your intention that you're doing it for Aganata, and that's not permissible. And you're going to see why I need it.
What's the shear?
There's no shear. Every item will be differently. Let me continue with the end of the Mechab, and you'll see that there's going to be a chilek now. All right, so to take care of the beginning of Yud, we don't have the heter of Sifches because of two reasons, either because it's not the derech to sell then, or because it requires more tipul from the Moicha. And to take care of Siftes, here it's a sizable amount because you're going out a long period of time. You're going out a whole season's worth, so you see real Aganata. But nevertheless, Dr. Machaba, Avamuto Liknois Ego Bazal, you're allowed to buy a calf, a small animal, even at a discount, Ulanicho Biyad HaMeicha, and you're leaving it Biyad HaMeicha Ad Sheyigdal, until it will grow. Shim Yomos, because there is a risk factor here, Shim Yomos, Oyakhish, if it dies or gets weak, Hu Pishus Lokeach, Vamisa Dov HaMotzi Tomit. And that's very often, it's very shkiyak that animals die, so therefore there's a great risk here, so therefore it's permissible. So basically this end of yud is similar to the end of test, that you have a heta based on risk. Now l'chayra, over here, you're waiting for the animal to grow from an eagle to a shark. Now I don't know how many months that takes, but I would assume that it takes also a nice period of time, also like a season's time, 6 months, whatever it is. And nevertheless, the Maccabi says, here, fine, here you have the heta of risk. Clearly here you're going to have a sizable discount because of the Arganata, because you're going out many months. And nevertheless, it's Mota. And I believe... Sorry?
It also means
Tipu. The Tipu Shabbai, 1 second. You're jumping out to Sifches Shabbai. I want to know out the Siftes, 1 second. But out Siftes, out the risk factor, here you're also getting a sizable discount. So why is this Mota? So the Machabi says, because it's a Mises Adava Matzi Tomit. So what I believe, Pshat, is the following. That it's not what your primary chelik of the discount. Could be the primary chelik of the discount might be for the Aganata. Might be. Because you're going out a long period of time. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know the numbers. But at least, since here it's very shchiach that the mis is going to happen, so then the onlooker could see, oh, that's plausible that he gave such a large discount, because you know the animals die very often. So therefore, here we are allowed to bury. It means here the risk factor is so great that there's enough there to be mavliya to bury the problem of the discount of the Arganata. Mashenkin and the Reisha, by Pardes, the risk factor, even though there could be a bad season as well, but that's not so shkiyak, so there you can't bury the discount, which is sizable, for the Arganata. So that's what I'm saying. There's no guidelines written in stone. You have to see all the risk factors involved, and every item has to be done separately, and how much discount you're getting. And we're going to see, could we be mavliya? If you'll have a case of pardes, which would be very short period of time, and you only get a small discount for the Aganato, even if you're willing to give, you know, over a whole season, but instead of charging him 10%, you're willing to charge only 1% on your money, and the discount would be very small, maybe even by pardes it would work. Maybe we can try to bury it. You know, you have to done every case separately. But the normal discount that you get is not buried in a case of a risk factor of pardes, but is buried in a case of a risk factor of an ego. That's l'chayra the pshat. That's why I say it's not so much ikker and tuffel, it's just metzias. Could you do the burying on the Aganata? What, sorry? So it's still a grim ram, based on the amount that you gave up front. I know. Is he so worried? He'll sell it at the end. But not enough. The discount that he's giving is far greater than the person who's paranoid that he might. You know, you have to know every business, every industry is different. But it's clear that the discount was Bishriel Akofa. That's what he says.
So two questions. Number one, does that mean if it's a small discount? The whole halacha seems to be regular, and we're saying it means it's a big discount. Does that mean there's any hamoira to see what size discount there is?
Is there any?
Lefi any?
Right, it's going to be totally lefi any adain based on the size of the discount and what other factors are there to make a, let's say he now mentioned another thing. He wants to be fazechet. So he wants, that's why he's giving a little off. And another guy said he wants to sell it at wholesale. You know, we have 10 different variables why he might be giving this discount. But the striking reason is because of the aganata, so that's going to be a problem. But if you can bury it with other reasons, then we can have an eitzah here.
Also, when you talk about the eagle, the second question is, you're saying that the eagle is very shrich that they die. I don't know if things change now, but does that go come into play? Is this based upon the of the...
Yeah, every item is, if today a golem don't die, then obviously today will be a problem. It had to be, but I'm a little more, so let's take a simple case which we mentioned before, a subscription to a newspaper, right? So they tell you right away it's $1 a week, $1 the weekly, but if you pay up front, you get it at the 2/3 price, whatever it is. You're ordering the next 6 months, and you get a discount. Now it's aimly, clearly it's aimly, they don't have the newspaper to sell. So you have a problem, you're giving money up front, and they're giving you a discount, so it's like, it's alarming. Kufa and Gimel should be in your face. It's a ribbis. So what's the Eitzah Hetz, if there is any? So I mentioned to you a while back that Eitzah is obviously you could always make up with the newspaper company, the publisher. I'll give you my credit card, but charge it to my card at the end. Or I'll give you a post-dated check, and if he's masking, then already you could pay it right now. As long as he's masking, so he showed you that it's not because of that dumbest voice. But let's say you don't want to deal with the publisher, what would be the Eitzah? So the Eitzah is trying to use these variables. Let's be toiler that the reason why they're giving a discount is not for that. The reason why they're doing it is because A, you're buying wholesale. B, the reason why they're doing it is because they know they have a customer for so long. C, is because now they could run to the advertiser and say, look how many customers I have, so therefore I could charge you, instead of $100 an ad, I could charge you $120 an ad because I reach more subscribers, so therefore I want to charge more. They have other reasons why they're doing it. Oh, if they have other reasons why they're doing it, so you could be toiler. Again, this is only ribbis, derek, mekoko, memka. So as long as all the other reasons add up, that it's plausible, even though deep down we know that the reason is, I mean, maybe you don't know, but I've spoken to someone in the industry, yet the one of the main reasons is because he wants the money up front because he needs the capital, but as long as to the hamayinam, you don't know that, and it's plausible, all his other 16 reasons that he gives, that's going to be fine. So as long as we can be toiler, just like over here, as long as you have a tliya, you know, ten lechachem v'yakamoyd, if you have other reasons why you can be toiler, that will be fine. Now, you had mentioned before, and I should really get back to it, the case of the eagle, it looks like the only heter over here is because of siftez, that's the risk factor. Why don't we have the heter of sifchez, the fact that it grows by itself? It's minei. Right here, it's mamish, it's like the duluim. It's memela karabo, it's gam godlu ksaz, it's minei. If I'll take this eagle away, the Tosefis Egel is not going to be there. It's not much like Diluim. So why don't we have that Heta by Egel? Why do we have to come on to a new Heta of risk factor? So there we have either because, like the Ramah said, because it's not the Derek to buy Egel like that size. You have to know if that's true or not. Tava Matzatam, that I died. No, Vamisa Dava Matzitam, it's as if the risk factor is real because it's such a great risk. You see that they die very often, so therefore it's a real risk. So the discount, you can be toiler for the risk. So now you could say, yes, some Achronim say because Ein Derech L'Knoisim Bekak. I have a problem with that, Ishtekel, because you learn that the reason why Ein Derech L'Knoisim Bekak is because they're not edible, the grapes. Mashenkin Delum are edible. I don't know, the Agolim are not useful. I mean, you can't have an Egel as young. You can check, you can't do anything with it. I don't know. Sorry? Okay, so then it would be the Derech L'Knoisim Bekak. So why, again, why don't we have the Heter? Why can't we invoke the Heter of Sifches? Why do we need to come up to Siftes for? So, could be the Heter is really because the other time of the Magen Mishnah, but why didn't Ramah bring it down? And that is that as long as it requires tipul and the Melech has to be involved, so the tipul is the ribbis. Mashenk, Dulum grow by themselves, you don't need tipul anymore, but the grapes need tipul, and the agalim also need tipul. You constantly have to bring it out and walk it, I don't know, and you have to graze, let it graze and feed it and make sure it's eating, and grab the Gemara in Hamafkid, you see that you have to take care of the animals to make sure they're eating, otherwise you're Peshega, the Shem is Kaif. You see that it requires the tipul, so maybe that would be that. I have no problem with that, the only thing is, that, I mean, that would be the reason why Sifka is not Negev, but the problem is, why didn't Ramah, if that's the reason, why didn't Ramah bring it down?
You don't see it just every day, it gets bigger. The animal you see, it's taking food of, well, it's not, it's mimelic, it's getting nourishment from other places, it's obvious. So it's obvious that it requires people. You ready to want to say it's not even mine? It's not mine.
Oh yeah, in Lumdes you want to say it's not mine because you see that the nourishment from the ground comes through its roots, you don't see it. Majenkin, all right?
or you could say the nourishment itself is the ribbis. He's giving you nourishment.
No, so that is the teretz of the Rav HaMagid. Like, so why did the Rama take the other teretz of Rav HaMagid, which doesn't work for the Sefer, take this teretz, which works for everything?
The Rav HaMagid is people that I got to go out. I do physical labor. So that you could say, I don't see, I give my time, I'm a nadir. But over here, you have to feed the animal. Who's paying for the feed?
See, you want to say lekuliam is even more pashut.
Right, the feed.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. Now, this is by Shehu. Comes along the Keset Mishnah and says he has an Eitzah for the case of Pardes. What's his Eitzah? The problem is we don't have the Eitzah Mineh and we don't see the risks. You have a problem that you're giving money up front. So to Keset Mishnah, no problem. Tell the guy, I'm making a kinyan in your field, in your vines, for its grapes. You can make a kinyan. Right, Tekel Peroisov, I'm making a kinyan in the Kerem, in the Pardes, Le'anovov. I'll make a kinyan now. I have a real kinyan in the vine for its grapes. And therefore you'll have the heta that it's my grapes, it's taka my grapes growing. It's really my grapes are growing. It's not, before we said it doesn't look good because, you know, you're giving money, but I'll buy the vines for this year's crops.
And the tipple, who's paying for that?
Who's paying for the tipple? Maybe that would be part of the sales price. I'm going to give you money. I don't know, you have to done that. But that's the case of Mishnah. He says, Nira, that this would be a heta. Now, the case of Mishnah's lashon is that you're not buying the grapes, the existing grapes, you're buying the vines for its grapes. Dekel l'pereisav. Now, typically, we only use that concept when it's a zadova shalom b'loyelam, or it's a zadova, it's not there, and I need a house for its ishtamshus, or a dekel l'pereisav, it's going to grow next season, it's not around. So then, the way to get around the problem of shalom b'loyelam, you make a kinyan in what is b'loyelam for the teitzah that comes out of this b'loyelam. You make a kinyan in the tree for the fruits that are growing. Why did he need to make a kinyan in the vine for its grapes? Could be that he held, some suggest that he held, that the boisar, it's so small, the grapes, it blabs like a dove shalom b'loilam. It needs beer. The Machar Ephraim jumps, he says, about it's boiling, what's the problem? I would like to suggest, I don't have a color either, but I would like to suggest that a pre, you know, bishlam, you buy something which is boilam by shahu, it's not a problem. Here the fruit, we know, are not growing that by itself, right? It's making yonik from the tree. It needs the tree to give its yonika, to be marked, to grow these fruit. It doesn't grow by themselves, right? So you always need the input of the moicha. You still need him. If you're going to just buy the grape itself, you have nothing. But what about all the future nutrients and the input that the moicha is giving? How did you compensate for that? It says that to Kesem Misha, don't buy the grape, buy the vine for its grape. So now I am compensating the Meicha for all the tipa, for all the nutrients, for everything that the Meicha is putting in to these grapes that are growing. I'm compensating him because I'm buying the vine for its grapes. Maybe that's what the Kesem of Mishnah meant. I mean, what happens if you would bedafka want to buy the grape? I don't know. Maybe you could make that kinyan. But Lamai said you would have to compensate him for that. We would still see it would be a Mexican ribbis unless you compensate him for the package deal, for the input that he's giving you. The only thing is, it's still Shvedek as a Mishnah. He has an Eitzah. What you did, you should go to the tree and make a kinyan chazaka, no, go to the forest, whatever you need to do, your chafaba, whatever, hipachba, whatever the kinyan chazaka is. Why did he need to run to a new kinyan chazaka? We're talking about something which is mechubal lakaka. You're giving kesef anyway. Kesef is koine karka. So the problem was, he just didn't like the kinyan on the grape. He wanted the kinyan on the vine for its grapes, Ozayim. But why do you have to create a new kinyan? Just say that he should have in mind, or should reduch with the seller, that the money that I'm giving you is not for the grape. It's for the vine for its grapes. And that would have been fine. Why do you have to run to a new kinyan chazak? I don't have an eitzah.
That's exactly what bothered me. That it's no such thing. Being that it's ba'idlam, the voice, then it's not shab. The shab is, if we consider the kinyan on the voice, but I'm not making a chazak,
No, so I'll reduch with the guy. I'm not making it on the voice. I'm making it on the vine for the voice. I'm allowed to... I can't, it's going to go against my words? It's Mokhoban. I'm making Kesef, Kinin Kesef. You're right, there is Baisa around. You're right, Numal, we're a toilet that you're only buying the Baisa. But I read Duch Lehed, I'm buying the vines for its Baisa, for its grapes, for the future grapes. That doesn't work?
Fine, maybe it won't solve the problem of limits. Because the Baisa is here ready for the king.
But it's a real Kesef. With the Hava. I'm going to own it right now.
Rabbi Gary's only doing it for a one-shot deal, right?
So?
This is my
deck. No, you could do it for one season, you could do it for 100 seasons. Doesn't make a difference. I could do it for this season alone.
You could
Sorry?
The
not really, it says Mamela Karaba, it goes by itself.
It could grow by itself. The grapes could also grow by itself.
No, that's what they say, that the grapes need tipa.
The Maya
came in Lazman.
Could they grow by themselves? No, that's what I'm saying. You need tipa. They'll get sour, they'll get ruined. Could esrogim grow by themselves? You would never sell one, because unless you protect the esrogim, no one's going to purchase it. The grapes that you need to be luscious grapes, no, you need constant tipa. I know someone has such a vineyard, and he tells me he needs constant fertilization, constantly tipa. Make sure the vines are on sticks and they're not falling. He's busy with it very often. I don't know what they did then, but I'm telling you, and Tulum, you ever plant a tomato thing, that's it. You have cucumbers, you have 100 cucumbers, and at the end of the season you have to do anything.
After the grapes are taken off.
The vines remains the sellers.
But he bought the vine...
The Kesman suggested to buy the vines for its grape. No, only for the grape of that season.
That's why there's no
kidney on it. Why not? I can make a
kidney... add some of the vine, because the karka is not cut, the vine...
No, the ikka karka, the gufa... I buy the house for it, Ishtamshit. That won't be a Mechubala Kaka? I don't know, I think it is. No, it's a Kaka for its parents. The mice I found tonight, I got to found the Kuhunas Oilam. Teich Adorvi, like, sort of, ask the Kasha, let the Kesef do it. Then there's the longer Rikas afterwards. I don't know, somehow he was happy at the end that he entered this Kasha. I couldn't figure out how he entered this Kasha. But by me, it's Shreya. Why did Kesef Mishnah have to run to a new Kinu Chazaka? All right, let's move on to Sif Yud Aleph. So that's Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph, we're going to have another case. Hamakdu Mois Labala Kerem. You're giving Mois again in advance, Labala Kerem. Ala Srigim Valazmoris Lakshikra. So you need firewood, you need sticks. So here, instead of buying the fruit, you're buying the actual wood that's going to grow, the twigs, whatever it is. And I'm buying it for when they'll be cut off. Shame, but at that point they're going to be more expensive, but you're giving me a discount because I'm giving you money in advance. Until they dry up and ready to be cut, that's also asa. Now again, why don't we have the heta of sifches and siftes? Well, siftes, you don't have the heta of the risk factor, because there's no risk factor. It's very strong to get ruined. It could be a frost, it's not a problem, it could be arbe, they're not eating these twigs, they're not eating the branches, and you're fine. So siftes you don't have. But why don't we have the heta of sifches? So if you look in the taz, so he says, Gam b'zeh, you're going to have to say, Ein derech limkor kein, v'avikumoy pardes to bazamach. Here too, it's not the derech to sell the twigs or the branches when they're smaller, and therefore you don't have the het of sifches. And again, you have to know. Okay, if he tells me it's not the derech, you know, I'm a kavel, but why isn't the derech? I mean, the twigs are round, so I'll have smaller firewood. I only could use larger firewood, why can't it be the derech? Okay, maybe that was the shteg, it wasn't the derech. If you look in the Rishonim give different terutzim. Some Rishonim say that we're talking about where the twigs weren't even grown at all yet. The branches weren't grown yet. They're not even boilam. We're talking about the next season, what will be produced. So then that's very good. So you don't have the mineh, you don't have any yata. The Lashon of the Mechaba, which is the Lashon Rambam, is not much like that. Because he said, Amakdus Mois of Balakem, Alas Rigim, Balas Mois. Sounds like they're there. Just you're doing it, Likishi Yichusu, for when they will be cut and when they will be dried out. But it sounds like they're already there. Sorry?
Maybe nobody buys
green wood. Maybe no one buys because it's not dried out. Okay? I'll accept that. Good, so that's basically like the Tazat. But if you look in the Rishonim, the Ramban gives two truths. And one is, like I said, that they're not around, but that doesn't fit in the Mechaba, the Rambam. The Ramban is more, the problem doesn't fit in the Rambam. So he said something else, the major Shaila had a tight job, the Ramban, second teretz for the Rambam. I'll suggest, maybe it fits in the Rambam, maybe it doesn't, but I'll suggest a simple teretz. And that is that we discussed in Sifches, we Mudaik from the Lashon of the Mechaba, which is the Lashon of Rambam, that this whole het of Minei only works if you're buying Esed Duluim Elu, these 10 Duluim. You're buying these Duluim, I know you earmarked, you made a kin on these Duluim, so then I see that these Duluim are yours, and they're growing in your Rishus. If you just buy 10 Duluim in my cabbage patch, that's not going to work. It's a Meiri like that, Achronim don't like that, but the Mice is a Rishonim a Mashma like that, it's a Ramas Mashma like that as well. So if that's the case, and I have a simple teretz over here. Over here by the Srigim, you didn't need the entire field's worth of Srigim. You needed 10 pounds of firewood, whatever it is, whatever you needed. So and you didn't earmark, the Machab doesn't say that you earmarked which Srigim, which Zmar is, you said you need a certain chelik of Srigim Vizmar. So if you're going to do that, you're not going to have the heta of Sifchetz because you don't know which ones. Even if you're going to earmark, let's say you need 10 pounds of firewood. So Ramban says Aloshan, that's why I think that's what he means. He says Aloshan, you don't know which ones are going to dry up, which ones aren't going to dry up, because you would have to need the ones that are dry at the end of the season. Let's say you have a matzah bakery, so you need dry wood. So you ordered in advance, you need 10 pounds, 100 pounds of dry wood. You don't know which ones are going to be dry, so you don't want to say Dafka, the southern part of the field. Maybe that part will be wet, and the northern part will be dry. So you want 10 pounds of dry wood that comes out of your field. Actually, Yeshav Yikrasu, those that will be dry, and those that will be cut off. So if you're with Dafka, not specifying which ones. Oh, you don't specify which ones, you lost your heta of Minei Karabi. Minei Karabi is only Eser Dulum Eilu. If you would say Srigim Elo, that would be fine, but you don't want to do that because you don't know which ones are going to be dry. Now, you're going to ask me, so in Sif Yod, Lechesh have the same teretz. In Sif Yod, I believe, and that's the Lashon of the Rishonim, is that you weren't buying specific peiros or parties. You didn't need Lechesh 10 anovim. You wanted this year's crops of the parties, because you're a winemaker, the more the merrier. The more that you're going to get, the more wine you'll produce. So you ask this guy, give me all the pre of the parties that you have for this year. So therefore you did earmark. You earmarked everything. That was what you earmarked. So l'chay, you should have that to Minei Karabi, and that the Ramah has to give a different test. You don't have it because ain't there a chlimkar. But over here, l'chay, you don't have to come on that. Here it's much better. That's what Ramah didn't say. It's much better over here. It's like the Rishonim say, over here you didn't earmark which one, so you don't have the din of Ezer Dulumelu, so it doesn't pass the whole letter of Minei. All right. Now, Zok to Mechaba, I have an eight to Zok to Mechaba that over here, even though you don't have the heta of Ches and you don't have the heta of Tes, I'll give you a different heta. Elam Kane Zok to Mechaba, Hafak Behem, you went over to these vines and you were Mahapach in it, you did a sort of a Maisa Chazaka, Kishem Mechubarim, while they were attached. Shenimsa Kikoina Ilan Lizmei Reisav. So it appears that you're purchasing the Ilan Lizmei Reisav, a concept we just discussed, like the Kasam Mishnah type of concept. You Mahapach in it. So therefore, even though we don't have the Heta normally of Minei, but you Taka are being Mahapach in it, so you're being Koina Ilan Lizmei Reisav, so that's not a problem. Whatever Zmeris grow will be fine. Sorry? You mahapich on the entire field, let's say, and you only need 10 pounds worth. So therefore, you have the head of kikoyne ilan lizmerayis. And now the lashon of the mechab is not shenimta shekona ilan lizmerayis of shenimta kikoyne ilan lizmerayis. It's as if you were koyne ilan lizmerayis of. It's as if mashma you really didn't. And that's grounded the lashon of Meir. If you look at the Meir, he says the lashon. The lashon of Ritva says. The behibuch called usagi, you just have to like play around there a little bit. You touch it, you move it, you wave it a little bit. Veloiboy chazaka gumuru, you don't need a real chazaka. She'enze eladulalexi karibis. No problem that looks like ribis, that you're purchasing something of someone else's. And the money they're paying in advance is alva, and that's. It's you're paying out, and the aganat is the fact that you're getting more srigim at the end. If you're playing around with it, you're being mahapich, and it looks like you made a kinin. It looks like you're the bailam of the field, and you made a kinin ilan lizmerezov, and therefore you're entitled for all the srigim, all the branches that grow, and that's enough. Just that takes care of the problem of Mexican ribbons. It's very interesting. What you're doing is a game. Normally we say we take the Mexican ribbons if you're doing something and it covers over. But if I say, as long as you know, I mean, you and the seller both know that this is really not true, but you look like you're helping out, you look like you're playing around in the field, you look like you're making a kinyan, ilan lizmerayzov, that's going to be fine. And it's a heta because, again, there's only ribbons to Rabban and hey nom of Amru, don't ask me, but that's what they said, that if you just play around with the field, that's fine. Now, again, here I had the kasha. Why do you need to do any kunsin? It's against Mukobala Karaka, the money that you did. He wanted to do Ilan's Maraisav, because then died to Ilan's Maraisav. But your law is a little better. You really don't want to do Ilan's Maraisav. You don't want punk the Ilan for these murders, because maybe these murders won't dry. You want those. You want 10 pounds of firewood. You don't know which ones you want. You really don't want to be stuck with Ilan's Maraisav. So you don't want to do the Kinnikazah. But therefore, Chazal created a new thing. We play around a little bit. We look like you're making Kinnik Ilan's Maraisav, and that's enough. And the Lechem Mishnah wants to know, why can't this heter then work for Sif Yud? And the Kudnas Elam says, in the Kanami it could, that in Sif Yud by the Priya Paradis, also, if you want to get a heter, which is similar to the Kesem Mishnah, play around a little bit, fix the vines, hang them on the sticks, play around a little bit, it shows that you're being mahapik, as if you're being kind of the Elon Lesbian Raisa.
Yeah, so I actually, that's what I wanted to give a teret to the Kashi after the Kesem Mishnah. If you do keter, kinyan keter, it's not klor that you're doing the karka.
For the payers. Why not?
It's not klor because...
I'll say it.
Maybe you're doing...
No, but I... That, but why can't I read duch? I'm making...
No,
because... Liknos the karka
because everybody knows that you're only doing that because you want to get out of...
Ribbis. So what's the problem with that? They know, faket, they show that I'm at the, faket, that's the biggest right, that I'm not doing ribbis. I'm doing a bedavka to get out of ribbis, I'm buying kinyan in the karkal of peraisa. Why? Atamakok, what's wrong with that? I did it right, I know what I'm doing, and I got out of it. What's the wrong with that? I don't know. Any of the shekel law.
Since the whole thing has to do with how it smells and how it looks, it's more muchach if you actually do a kinyan chazaka. It's more muchach.
All right. Fine.
That's what you're doing.
On Yidala, why don't you have the same kasha?
On which one? On?
On
Yidala. Yidala? I'm asking the same kasha on Yidala. So why can't you do the Kesef work? But I'm telling you, the Teretz is because you really don't want to be Koine Elin's Reza. That's the Lashon Ramachab. It's Kik Koine Elin's Reza. You don't want to be stuck. Yeah, I don't know. That's what it sounds like. He made a Kinyan Chazak in Ilonis for its parents. It sounds like it's for real. So some is, why did the Kesef Mishat come onto a real Kinyan? Why don't we do like Sefir Aleph, just be Mahapok? Okay, handle with it. Maybe the Kesef Mishat's case was easier. I don't know. They're tumult. But, all right. The Akhrani want to say a different chat in the Ramban that will take care of the problem of Sifches. They want to say you kin dan amine unless it's the same min growing. If you have a duluim which is half size, it's the same melon, it's the same cucumber, just half size, it has to grow in vax size, it's not a problem. But shaking over here where all the wood is still wet, right? You have to wait till the end of the season to dry, so even though it's we may obey that it's drawing the process, but they want to say that, and they want to say that's what the Ramban means, that you don't see minay because you're asking for dry wood and you're making a kinyan on wet wood, so we don't see the minay. I don't know, I don't like it, but if you like it, get into it. I don't know, it's the same thing, forget. Just like you can see it grow, I can see it dry out. It's also minay, I don't know. But that's what how they touch Ramban. I think the Ramban is saying, what I was saying, is that since you don't know which ones are going to dry up, so you don't want to be pegged on any specific elon, any specific branch. You want to be able to buy firewood from the crops, and that's not going to work, because you need to have tafka, etza, dulu, and melo. All right, let's move on to Sif Yud Beis. Shomrei HaSodes. Okay, here's Shomrei HaSodes. Shebalei HaSodes chayovim liten lem schirusim miyad ache hakotzer. I hire people to watch my fields, so primarily their job is to watch the fields till the harvest. Once the harvest comes, I don't need them anymore. I remove the fruit from the field. Now I'm on the next process, disha, whatever it is. I don't need them anymore. But I'm short at that point. I'm short of capital. I still need to finish up the process to get these, the harvesting and the disha until I do miruach, until I finish up everything I can market them. So what do? I make up with them, you know what, instead of paying you the $100 for the watching, now I'll pay you $110, just give me another month till I finish the process. I can sell my fruit, I'll give you $110 then. So that's mamish l'chayra ribbis, right? It's understood that the reason why you're getting an extra $10 more than we made up is because you're allowing a delayed payment. Okay, till now it's like sort of a shift. Till now we were talking about Agdamis Mayis, now we're talking about the other, back to Chelek Aleph, which is, forget, delay payment. You're supposed to be paid at one time, and I'm giving more because I'm paying later. So Zakta Mechaber, it's also Lois of Lembeschar. You can't give them a bonus because of that, because that's Kadesh Yamtinu Achadisha Meruach, because that's going to be ribbis. Pirish, what does it mean, Disha Meruach? Tarets HaTfuah, the cleansing of the Tfuah Menakash, Vaseis HaKorim, Shavim Pnei Akri Beluach. You smooth it out and you clean it out, and that's tishu meruach, and that process wasn't done yet at the time of the katzir, so you have to wait for a later process. That's going to be a problem. So what is the yetzah? Of course, we always have to have an yetzah. What is the yetzah? The yetzah is a kumakaba. Elam ken yisayeya lo dushu lahaver. The whole problem of this is because I'm giving you a delayed payment on your skiris. Your skiris ended by the katzir, and now you have a month's time that you're doing nothing. So you're always a worker, and I'm paying you a delayed payment. So at the Mechab, it's simple later. I'll keep you my worker. Even though primarily I needed you just to be shame of the Sadus, but I'll tell you to do it. At the end of the month, you know, at the end of the Disha process, just help out a drop so we can view you still as my poel till the end. And then when I pay you, I'm paying you at the time you deserve to get paid. There's a concept, ein schis mishtalemet elo lebezoif. A work is only entitled to be paid at the end of the job. So had the job ended at the zman hakatzer, paying you later is a delayed payment. But now that we extend the job till the time of the disha, till the time of the miruach, so it's not a problem. At that time is when I'm paying you. I am paying you extra. I'm allowed to pay you extra. If you do something for me, you paint my house and you charge me $3,000, I can pay you $4,000 if I'm paying at the time you painted the house. There's no aganata. Problem is if I pay you later and I pay you more, that's a problem. Because when we could say that the schiris, the avoida, continue till the end of the miruach, so that's when the zman hapiroin kicks in. So now I can give you extra and it's not a problem. Even though it's pretty obvious, the reason I'm giving you more is because you allowed for the day of late payment. But no, you allowed for a hamshacha, to an extension of your zman hashiris, and now you're getting paid at the end of the hashiris, and that's not a problem. Getting paid for the work. So the lashon of the mechaber is a double lashon. First it's mashma, and can you say a lot of shalavah? But here Gadi doesn't, the lashon of Gemara, I should say, there's two parts, not to get confused. The lashon of Gemara is mashma, they should be mesayeh koldo. It sounds like the achrena madaik, sounds like even if we didn't make this up, as long as you just helped out, some even suggest maybe you could even help out without the owner knowing about it. As long as you help out, so we view it as if, it means it's really not really part of your schir's contract. It means really your pula was only to watch, but because you voluntarily extend your schir's, so the zman schir's was nimshach, so now when he pays you, he's paying you at the end of schir's. It doesn't really work. So again, it's only a Mexic ribbis, so we covered over the Mexic ribbis by allowing this extension. Sorry? It covers? It will cover Leisolin. If you make up, you never have a problem. Like Solon. No, I don't think it's a real schiris. That's what I'm saying. The Achrena Ramashma, that the Lashon Amiri is Ad Sheyiru, it should seem, Kiniskarim Lehem Ad Seif HaKotzer. It should seem as if they are employed by you to the end of the Zman. They're really not. So Baltolan Pasha won't help you for. But for this Mexi Karibis, we have a Mexi that's not Karibis, because it's Yinira. Well, it's the price you're paying extra. I mean, the Taz points out, if you look at the second half of Sifkan Tezayin, is Afim Yitnu Oz Yoisim Mimasha Megilam Schiris Ba'adisha Vavara Oizuhu De Kamayza Gabay. Even though I'm giving clearly more than just the extra tipa that you're doing. But, because there's no Amtana.
There's no law.
The Pula was Nimshach.
Are you saying that they would hack Schiris?
No, I'm saying it looks like they weren't Niska to the end. They really weren't, but it looks like. They made up that you're going to watch
now,
my field.
10 if you take it now and 15 if you take it later.
Love that.
I mean, otherwise it wouldn't be a problem.
What did they make? Unless there's a Shah Kavua. No, it could be a Shah Kavua. There's a Shah Kavua, everyone takes 10. I can't say I'll pay you 15 at the end. Same problem, because as if they made up 10 and 15, right? And I tell them I'm paying 15 at the time of Miruach. And really, your job is to watch, so watching ends at the time of the katzer, but because you voluntarily help out, so the onlooker is not going to see a problem here, because it looks like you're niskarim until the end of the deal.
Why is it true?
This is only ribbis to rabbonim, because it's makmas mekakom emkar.
There's no
lesson
unless the person is Taveya.
Yeah, I know, but he wants to know. So let's say he is Taveya.
He's not expecting to
be. So if he was Katzazman, okay?
Anyway.
So he's Katzazman, so you have that Eta. But he wants to know in Lomza. He's just using that as a marshal. Is this a real Schiris or not? That's Naguda. Tatar says, Pasha, that's not a real Schiris. Because you're not Mukhuiv to do this. Your job is only to watch. Your job is not to help me out in the Disha process.
But if you made up in the beginning,
it's not true. I'm telling you, it's mashma for nekronim that you didn't really make up. Or if you made up like this funny making up. Your job is to watch, but if you help out, then that will get me out of ribbons. I don't know.
Lend me money and come over here and help me.
No, again, lending money is a real avar. Real avar is real ribbons. Real ribbons is no way it's for. But this is Derek Mecca Komemka. So it's only ribbons to Rabbanim, which is Mexico ribbons. It looks like you're doing ribbons. Well, for your looking at doing ribbons, we have a looking the other way. It looks like there's no ribbons because it looks like the employment continued. But that I don't have anything to be toila on. Here I'm toila that the zman is just finished.
Something for me.
I know, it sounds like you should know the Akronim are even, the Akronim are Medayik from Rishonim here, that this will only help you if the Schiris that is being Mamshech is Ba'oisei Dover. Let's say, for example, I have to shame in my field, so he's continuing in the practice now doing Disha Meruach for me. But let's say instead he paints my house. That's going to say it doesn't work. He carries my groceries in for me, he's the delivery boy. That's not going to work. It has to be Minei Abay from the same thing. So we see that this man, the Ikka Avada was for Shmira, but in the Shmira, licked already that you're also going to do a little Tisha, you're going to do a little Miruk for me. That's part of the Shmira process for these fruits. It's part of the job. It's part of the job. It looks like it's one long job. No, because you're not giving me money in return. I'm giving... Sorry?
I owe you money.
Havah is the following. Havah means money for money, apples for apples, oranges for oranges. Even oranges for apples, as we said, is a mechira. Right? It's only asked from the Rabbanan. You're not giving me money and I'm giving money in return. You're giving me a service. You provided for me a service. Ma'isi yadayim. I'm giving in return money. So that's, by default, mekach ha'memkar, schiris. That's what... Yeah, you're not giving me money. So it could only be asked from the Rabbanan.
So it comes out that every time somebody works for somebody else, you're saying that's not Havah?
It can only be, unless you're Zakan Allah B'milva. But because we're not Zakan Allah B'milva, it's only a ribbis to Rabbanan. So therefore, it's only Mexican ribbis, Heimam over Heimrama. Now, the Lashon of Makaba, let me backstep, because the Lashon of Makaba is that you're doing a Kidei Shiyamtinu Akadishu Meruach. Kidei. That's a powerful Lashon. It sounds like we made up. The reason why I'm giving you more is because you're waiting for Akadishu Meruach. And the Lashon HaGemara wasn't like that. The Lashon Mashma, that's time, you're supposed to get paid, you're waiting nicely to be paid, so you're waiting nicely to be paid, I'm going to throw you a bonus as well. It means I didn't make up, I'm giving you this bonus, I'm throwing you a bonus. Oh, that's, now it's like an Avek Ribbis on this Aganata, on this Derech Mecha Memka, it's like a trade Rabbanah, like first it's only Derech Mecha Memka, and anyway, we're on cuts anyway. And for that, well, it looks like Ribbis, but Vivite, you're working, so it looks like it's not Ribbis. Okay, it looks like it's the end of its payday. But the Makaba goes as Zayvite to say, Kideshi Yamtinu, we made up, I'm paying you more, Kideshi Yamtinu. That's starker. That's why I'm saying, like, from the Gemara, I know what the Gemara says. The Gemara, you don't have to make up to be Lodish. But here, where the Maccabi says, you did a Kadesh Yamtinu, so look, the only neutralize that would be if you made up also, and you are going to mean to say, yeah, in the Disha, because that's what the Ketitz is, the Ketitz is Sharibis. I don't know 100% how to pull it off in the Maccabi. And you can say, still, it's only Ribis Darabonin, so they got let you get away with it. But at least in the Gemara's case was, I was not cut the extra payment for the waiting. So if you're waiting, and I'm giving you the extra payment, well, Vivai, you just do a disha for me right now, so now we see the end of the malacha. Now, the Gedulei Truma says, this is Lav Davka. You don't need Kadesh Yamtinu, even without it. Even if you want Katzatzimo, it's going to be Asa. We have our halacha before, that whenever it comes time to pay for something, and you add money at the end, that's Avak Ribbis. You can't be Moisef any money. That's also going to be Avak Ribbis. So even if you want Katz, you're going to have a problem of Avak Ribbis. In this grad that we have, Maisim B'choyoyim, you sometimes ask people to do work for you. Tell you where I have it. Is, let's say you ask someone, I have a typist in there, just so I was typing up, let's say, something to be published, right? So you have a typist doing it, so you get the money to Israel and get the right shlich, it could take a month, right? So you feel bad, and anyway, what's she charging anyway for the typing? It's so much cheaper there. So you throw her a bonus, you're delayed anyway, you throw a bonus to make it worthwhile that she shouldn't be upset at you, right? So now look how you're going to have a problem here. She did a schir for you. You're throwing in a bonus at the end, it's going to be a problem. You now let's throw a bonus at the end. Now, she's not being the sayyah at that point. I'd like to tell her, you know, do me a favor, email it to me one more time or something, you know, why is she doing that? But if you can get it to do work, more work for you, it's fine. But without more work, how are you sending her a bonus? Look how you're going to have this problem. Now, I should be honest, is that there is a shach, that the shach tain is, that there's a concept that you're allowed to be moisif if it's not cuts. Based on the Gemara, and the Shach seemingly says, if Kivyak is Madak from the Shach, that you're allowed to be Mois of even Mois. That means the guy delivered something, you're supposed to pay him, and you just let us just be Mavliya more money at the end, at the time of payday, as long as you were not caught. And basically, what we're dealing with Kufa and Gim was only because you were caught, or it's blatant, or it's known, you know, but as long as you're Mavliya a little bit, it's fine. that's a shach, but the Rukivega jumps on it and Gedulei Truma. Others argue as well, Alok, you can't rely on that shach. And they say, no, if you be mice of anything, that's going to be Ava Gribis. And therefore he says that the Lashon Makab is Avdaka. Like the shach, maybe you could have gone away and said that Makab is Avdaka only if you were caught. Without being caught, you're allowed to be mice of a little bit. No. But Pashtus is the Alok is that you're not allowed to be mice of even if you were not caught. And therefore, why the Mechaber said Kadesh Yamtinu is a Chiddush, maybe Faket, it was Rabu said that even though you did a Kadesh Yamtinu, it's Mutter if he was Mesayeya Lodush. That's a Chiddush. Even though you were caught, as long as Mesayeya, it's permissible. Now we have a couple of minutes, I'll just be Mesif, a whole new pshat in Sif Yud Beis. So now we learned Sif Yud Beis was that a guy, you gave money, you were supposed to pay at a certain payday, and instead you made a delayed payment. So really, Sif Yud Beis doesn't belong here. Sif Yud Beis belongs either many simanim ago, or at least at the beginning of the simin, where we're talking about delayed payment. What we're talking about till now is really hagdomas mois, where you're being maktamois, right? Sif ches, tes, zain, ches, tes, yud, yud, ala. We're talking about you're paying in advance, and you're getting more at the time of delivery, and that's the problem. So where does Sif Yud Beis fall in here? The Nesivus Shalom doesn't ask this kasha, like, why does it fit in here? Okay, by the way, Sif Yud Gimel is going to go back to hagdomas mois. Like, this Sif Yud Beis is, like, out of place. But he's medayik from the Lashon HaGemara, beautiful dig. No one goes like him. The Tziv Shalom is a haintega, beautiful dig. The Lashon HaGemara is that you're allowed to be, if he continues working to the end, then it's permissible, because that you're paying more, oizuli hu the kamezel gabei. You gave him a discount. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So all the Achronim just like run right over it. That means that normally you're supposed to pay him the $100. So you were nice and you paid him $110. That's not a discount that you're giving him more. That's not discount. That's not azulah the kamaisel. It's the wrong lashon. You should have used the lashon. Let it be sufi hu the kamaisel gabe. Not azulah the kamaisel gabe. You could be maisel gabe. So he wanted to say a beautiful pshat. He wanted to say that we're talking about here is that you made up with these shemri asadis that you're going to pay them in fruit. You're not paying them money. You're going to pay for that service in fruit. You don't have the capital to pay them, right? That's why you need to extend time. Tell me, wait for me ruach, and then I'll give you the fruit. So you're paying them in fruit. And let's say you made up that if he's showing me your crops for the season, you'll give them 100 bushels or whatever, 100 pounds of apples. If you wait till the end of Miruach, Disha Miruach, I'll give you 110 pounds of apples, 110 pounds of wheat or whatever it is. So Zakt the Gemara, that's Mutter, if he can extend his manuscript, it's Mutter, because it's Azulia de Kamezel Gabei in what you are delivering. You are delivering the fruit, you're delivering the wheat, you're delivering the crop. So normally you should sell this crop for $110, because that's the value of the crop. But because he did a service for you, Azulia de Kamezel Gabei, you're willing to give him a discount on the crop that you delivered at the end. It means rather than his service is the item that you're trying to buy and the money is you're giving him, it's punk faget. You have to look at this also backwards. It's he is trying to buy from you fruit. He doesn't have money either. So how he's buying from you fruit is by providing you a service to watch your field. He'll help out, and that's how he'll be able to be entitled to a certain amount of fruit. And you're Zulu the Gamezu Gabe, instead of delivering 100 pounds of fruit, you're delivering 110 pounds of fruit. So you're giving him a discount on his money. And Akdomis Mayis is very simple. He gave you the pu'ula, and the pu'ula ended at the Zman HaKotzer. So at that point, really, he's entitled for the delivery. That would be the time of the payment. And instead, you're delivering the fruit at a later date. So his service is like he's paying you money, which has the Zman HaKotzer, and you're first giving him the fruit, the tfu'a, a month later, let's say by the time of the Miruach. So therefore, he's giving you Akdomis Mayis, Akdomis Maisi Yadayim, for the fruit that you're going to deliver. So that is, that's why it's over here. So l'chayro, it should have been a problem, and the taka is a problem. It's taka also, unless, if you say, so then the service continues, and it's like it's one long payment, it's one big payment, because we say, so kum tois, that he really only paid you for your fruit at the end of the service, and that's the time you gave to deliver the fruit, so that's fine. And that's what very geschmack. He doesn't point it out, but light is here. It's very geschmack. Why it's over here, right in the middle of Akdamas Mois.
He has to work till the end.
Sorry?
Then he has to work till the very end.
He has to work till the time of the delivery. Or, grad, if you want to be technical, he will have to work till the time of a full yeshloi. Whatever. Until you're about to deliver the fruit.
But that's good if the fruit is worth more than you're paying him.
The fruit is worth more.
But if you're paying him more than the fruit is worth, If the fruit's worth $100, you're paying him $110.
No, but I'm paying him with fruits. I'm paying him $110 worth of fruit.
Still, it still comes down. The
fruit is worth more. Well, that is the case. Well, we know that his case was, instead of paying money, I'm giving him fruit at the end, and I'm giving him more fruit. I'm taka delivering more fruit for his money, for his service. So that is taka damas mois. It's very, very geschmack. I don't know why he didn't say that that's the biggest right to say. But he's going against, you should know, not again, but he's saying something that in the last 1,000 years, I didn't see anyone in the last 1,000 years say this chat in the Gemara, Yishayinim, Akreina. He came along with a nice, it's going against, like for example, let's go back just one step, and I'll take Akasha. But we had this before, why do you have to be Kadesh Yamtinu, right? So, like him, it's coming out, so he said, you don't need to be Katsa Kedulu Truma, says, even without a Ksitsi, you're not allowed to be Moisif. Like him, the guy's giving me money in advance, and now I'm delivering you more payers. That hacker, we're going to learn, is taka muti, allowed to be moisef at the end as long as it's not caught. And it'll be very gushmak why it has to be taka kedesha yamtinu. Not like the gedulei truma. The gedulei truma learned that it's talking about you're paying him money at the end, that everyone tries, that's never muti. Now let it be moisef any. That's avak ribis, moisef money. But if you want to be moisef fruit, if I want to buy, let's say, 100 fruit from you, and I make up, here's a dollar to buy the 100 fruit, everything's legit. And at the time of delivery, you're a nice guy, you throw in an extra fruit. That's fine, it's not a problem. You're allowed to be moisef. You're zulu. That's how the Gemara says. Zulu yudik ma'izogabe. That's taka fine. So therefore, in order for this to be also, it would be only kedei sheyamtino. It was because you were kots. So that works better like him. Also, let's say the last thing came on the mechav. Elon, can you say we said it's really not a schiris. It's a joke, right? So okay. Hey mamra, hey mamra. Like him, don't run with this hetzah for other things, because it only works the other way around. When the service is the payment, and I'm delivering the fruit. So he says the payment wasn't fully paid, wasn't fully delivered, so to speak. He didn't fully give you the money till the end when he finished the disha, because that one long shmira, havara, disha, whatever his payment is giving. So then you give the hetzah. But don't run and use this hetzah for the other examples, because that's not going to work, just because I'll continue working for you. That's not going to work.
So they owe them more money?
You don't really owe more money, but we look at it like the schiris didn't finish till the end. So, till now we were just saying, yeah, hey mama, whatever it is. But now, I could hear it a little better. Faket, the money that he's giving me is the service. The service taka didn't end, even though it wasn't cut, he didn't have to. But he gave me more service. So now if you look at the whole picture, he gave me a lot of service that ended just now, so now I'm allowed to deliver his fruit. But if it would be the other way around, if you give money in advance, let's say, it would be faket. You want to overpay your poil, let's say in my case with the typist, and you want to just tell her, okay, just send me an email, that's not going to work. We don't have a raya that it's going to work, I should say, like Nazir Shalom. Because we don't see that, oh, we can just now cover for aganata for late payment by and be moisef just because she does something else. That we don't see. We see faket when she's paying me something and buying my fruit, he's buying my fruit, then we see, oh, his service extended, that's fine.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.